This is the Hanukkah. It is actually called the Hanukkah.
Right.
Because it's a nine-branch candlestick, because, as you've all said, the festival lasts for 8 days. And then the one in the middle, as you were saying, is the servant, which is the one that lights all the other candles.
Why does it last for 8 days?
Because the cruse of oil in the temple that was destroyed by the Maccabees the temple when it was destroyed and when they were able to rebuild it and rededicate it lasted, the cruse of oil lasted 8 days. And that was what they considered the miracle. And this is what the whole Hanukkah story is about. So that this is only used, that Hanukkah, H at the end, is only used at Hanukkah time. It's not used during the year.
Right.
It's only brought out for that. And I haven't got one, and I didn't come by one, so I just brought that to show that that was the difference. But it looks at the same, except that it's just got nine things. But I just wanted to start off, because I have got, I'll cut bits of this out that's already been said if I'm clever enough to do that. But I want to start off talking about the festivals generally that the Jewish people as a nation, right from Old Testament times, celebrated and always celebrated festivals. During the year, there were so many different ones, and during the year, they had every Sabbath was kept as a festival. The new moons were kept as festivals. So constantly during the year, they had that. But then they also had all the other festivals, which they still keep today. And here are some of them. There was Passover. That was always kept. Still is very strongly kept in Israel. Shavuot, which is the festival of weeks, or as they say, it was Pentecost that Jesus celebrated. Rosh Hashanah, the new year that is celebrated. Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. The feast, and then Hanukkah and Purim. Purim is the story of Esther. And that's a very gala one where kids dress up and run around. So the calendar is very full. There are lots more, and there are more modern ones, like the Festival of Trees, and there's tree planting. And then there's the remembrance of the Holocaust. And I don't think of others, but there are lots of them. And the idea, I think, of having all these celebrations during the year, that they're markers for the people now of the history, their own history, and continually bringing to mind the victories and the joyous celebrations, but also to remind them of their need for repentance as time goes on. So their year is pretty full. And some of them are strictly biblical, and some of them, like Hanukkah, are not, are just historical, or something to celebrate, or something to remember, like with the Holocaust, something to keep in mind, to remember. And the people are reminded every year of these things that happen. And it's not like our Christmas, really, in that kids are brought up now that they really don't know what Christmas is about. But because each festival is a very much family and extended family orientation, the children hear it time and time again. Each year they get reinforced with the story of that particular festival, as we'll see with Hanukkah. As Rosemary said, Hanukkah can be Hanukkah or Hanukkah or Chanukkah, as Anglicised say, but that's supposed to be pronounced, which I can't really do, with a very guttural H at the beginning of Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Very, very strong guttural sound, which if you're in Israel, you hear lots of Sabra talking in that way. I just was going to give a tiny little paragraph on this, that Hanukkah has been for 2,000 years a triumphant expression of the Jewish will to live in freedom. By the same token, it became, as time went on, a festival of unbridled joy and fun. The underlying religious meaning comes through in the reciting of the Hallel Psalms and other special blessings. The jollity takes the forms of parties and present giving, card playing and money gifts, and many traditional games. Like the Passover Seder, that's the Passover main meal, Hanukkah has a special appeal because it comes alive at home, where when the candles are lit, and they sing a special hymn, and the feast, it's a huge feast that they have. When we were in Israel in 2011, we stayed actually with Helen and Gary, and Mark was there on this one. We stayed at a youth hostel in Eilat, and we happened to be there at the end of December, which was Hanukkah time. And I'm pretty sure it was the first night of Hanukkah, and there was this huge dining room in the kibbutz, in the youth hostel where we were staying. And it was extremely noisy and happy, and there must have been nearly 200 people there. And it was family meals. Obviously extended families had come in to celebrate there, and there was many, many people, lots of people. And Abraham, our guide that we had, he was a fount of knowledge on scriptural matters, particularly Old Testament. But he was, and it was Hanukkah, and there was a table set up with the Hanukkah candles, etc., on it. And the little coins and the top, the spinning top. And he was able, because it was all in Hebrew, the whole service was in Hebrew, he was able to explain to us what was happening. And then we were invited to go up and light some of the candles, which we did. A couple of us went up and did that. So it was a great night of festivities, and that is typical of the way that these festivals are kept. When it's done in the home and elsewhere, there's one particular hymn called the Hanukkah hymn. I couldn't get a copy of it, and I couldn't get a DVD or anything of it. But it's called Ma'ot Zer, and it generates a good mood. The words of the song are, O rock of my salvation, with delight we praise you. Restore the temple where we will bring offerings, when you will eliminate our enemies. Then I shall sing at the rededication. That is the rededication of the temple. Mm. Yeah, so this celebration is, it's not a religious festival, but it does have a lot of religious connotations in it with that. Margaret's talked about when it is. I don't want to repeat all that. Margaret's talked about the food. I just had to say that there are lots of foods for all the festivals. I've got a couple of cooking books at home, and each festival has its own specific recipes to be used. Like Passover has its recipes, Hanukkah has its. And there's a lot of oil used because it is because of the rededication of the temple and the cruse of oil, which was the miracle of the whole episode of Hanukkah. A lot of oil is used in the food and in the cooking to remind them of what they're doing and why they're keeping this, because it's the oil that is used. And they have lots of olives and pickles, and they have roast goose stuffed with raisins and barley, red cabbage with raisins, goat cheese pancakes, lots of these fried potato pancakes called latkes, and the very sweet things as well. The children do receive gifts. People say, oh, it's, you know, supposed to be Christmas for the Jews, but it's not really. They're just, they receive a little gift each day at the lighting of the next candle. Now, when they're lighting the candle, as Marg was saying, they start from the right hand. They have the one, I didn't think about candle, so you have to imagine that, but they have the one, and they're quite long, long thin candles usually. But they have the light, they actually light with a match this candle, the middle one, and then they start from the right hand side and go that way. Now if you were lighting the third night, they would have four candles, four new candles. They'd have the one for here, and they'd have the two previous days, and then the third one. Mm-hmm. They light the servant, and then they light the one first that is the day relevant to the day that they're doing it, and then they would light the other two. Because that is the important one. The third day is the important one. And so it goes on. So they have a lot of candles because they have new candles each day, because I let it go for 30 minutes and so it goes down. So there's lots of candles. But when we were about 14 years ago, Morris and I were invited to a Hanukkah feast, which was held in the secret garden in Gordon Library, which was rather nice. And that was run by the Ashkenazi Jews from St. Ives area. So there are a lot of young couples there, and lots of children all dressed in party clothes, and the large Hanukkah was in the front of everybody, and the rabbi came along, and he blessed it, and he started the lighting of the candles. This was the first night. And there was much singing, and he gave quite a long talk, and it was quite delicious. It was a lovely evening with little bits of food. But more recently, when we were, as I say, in Jerusalem, just one other story about that was when we were there, we were actually in Jerusalem at that time again, and it was about the sixth day, I think, of Hanukkah. And it was cold and it was wet, and about eight of us went out to look for a restaurant to have some dinner. And we happened to go into this restaurant, which had a lot of young people in it, a lot of young student men who had obviously come from the local Jewish college, because they had their long black coats on and their black hats. But they were very happy, and it was a very happy atmosphere. And then on a table towards the back of the little restaurant, there was the nine branch candlestick, and they had the lighting of the candles there, and the singing, and the rabbi, there wasn't a rabbi there, but the people were blessing it and singing the songs. So it was a great evening, and it really was a lovely atmosphere, and it was warm as well. And then we were walking around the streets, and there was a festive era, kind of a feeling of festivity everywhere, because you come across a little group in a square dancing with a menorah up and lit, and yeah, it was very festive. And then when we came to the Wailing Wall, and we were still walking around, we saw this was at the Wailing Wall, and they were, well, even a slightly bigger one, you'll see it on the next photo, but they were lit by electric lights. And then in the streets, when we walked further around up into the city, there were, on the street poles, there were the menorah, the Hanukkah lights there as well. Like, you know, in Sydney at Christmas and Australia Day, we have flags and stuff. But they have the Hanukkah lit up there at night. So the whole city is a festival.